Hello?
Hi, this is Corporal Carter.
Yes, it is.
And let me just go over some of your information and make sure I have it correct. James is your first name. Do you go by James or Jim?
I go by James, ma'am.
Okay. And it says you're 21?
Yes.
Okay. And how long have you been a Marine?
For a little over 2 years now.
Okay. And let's see here. It says your home station was Camp Pendleton. So how did you end up being attached to RCT-7 then?
My unit was tasked to find a Marine to support a specific billet in support of RCT-7, and my unit chose to send me.
And what was your unit?
Headquartered Battalion, 1st Marine Division.
Okay. So were you, did you want to go? Or were you like, oh, man?
Yes, I did. My job itself doesn't really get a lot of opportunities to deploy, so.
Okay. So you were excited about deploying?
Yes.
Okay, so let's see. And this is your first deployment?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And you're 21 years old, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and so tell me some more about your job. What is it that you do over there?
I help maintain personnel accountability for the personnel that fall under the ground combat element for regional command Southwest.
Okay,
I help them process specific service medals and take care of any administrative requirements that they need to take care of.
Hold on just a minute, okay? Okay, now that was the military explanation. If you were meeting a girl in the bar, what would you tell her?
I would say that I work behind a computer all day and help Marines with their paperwork.
And what kind of paperwork is that?
Anything that we keep on file for them in terms of training or personal information or awards that they might receive.
Okay, now I remember my husband was he retired as a Marine, and I can't remember what he called it, but some kind of book that a Marine has that has a record of all of his classes and deployments and, you know, exercises and awards and all that sort of thing. So you keep that straight. Is that kind of what you do then?
Yes, that's exactly what we do. That's the service record book that you're mentioning. We pretty much keep that updated and make sure that all the Marines pertinent information is being tracked accurately.
Okay. Okay. So, what's your biggest challenge working there in Afghanistan compared to working back at Camp Pendleton?
I would say it would mainly be the work hours. Sometimes it kind of wears on you being in the same office for so long every day, but eventually you get used to it.
So what are your hours?
It's typically from 1,100 to 2,100.
So that's 9 o'clock at night?
Yes, it is.
So why do you work, I mean, because most office Marines work, you know, like 7 or 8 till whenever. So why do you go in later in the morning and work till later at night? Is that to accommodate hours back in the States or something, or?
Well, that, and also because there's just different schedules for all the Marines that are out here right now, so we all kind of work off of each other in terms of we still have to make sure that we're physically fit and everything like that. So we give each other time to work out throughout the workday and then come back and complete whatever work-related tasks we need to take care of.
Okay. So what do you like about your job?
I think I just like, and I guess having a, being sort of the link to making sure that Marines are getting awarded everything that they get from a deployment.
And let's see. You mentioned here that you're going to be going to MSG duty or training this fall.
Yes.
Where is that training held?
It's over in Quantico, Virginia.
And how long is that?
The training for it itself is 7 weeks, and then it's a 3-year-long billet overseas.
And are you in the same embassy for 3 years, or do they move you around?
No, you serve two different posts, each for a year long or a year and a half long.
And do you know where you're going to be sent first, or do you have to wait till you actually get to school to find out?
Oh, no, yes, you find out upon graduation from school, and then depending on how high of a graduate you are in your class, you can send recommendations for which posts you want to be assigned to.
Where do you hope to be going, or do you care?
I'm hoping for somewhere in Europe, but for the most part, I don't really care. Any experience, really, I guess, would be something new.
From what I recall, if to get a MSG billet, you have to be like best of the best or pretty top of the class or one of the best Marines, isn't that?
Well, for the most part, yes, because it's a pretty thorough screening process as well, and then they usually it's only the Marines that are serious about doing something like that that end up getting through the school.
So can they still kick you out when you're in school? They say, no, no, you don't cut it?
Oh, yes. There's actually, I think, a 30% failure rate right now for MSG school, but I don't really plan on contributing to that.
Good. Okay, and let's see. You also talk about volunteering with the Eagle Young Marines.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about that program. I know there's something on Twin and Palms. I don't recall the Eagle being in the name. I think it's just the Young Marines or something. Is that the same thing, do you think?
It could be. I'm not sure exactly because I only got to volunteer probably about 5 or 6 times with it before I left for here. But when I was doing it, I was working at Camp Pendleton with children and then kind of younger teens who were probably having some disciplinary problems in their parents' eyes, and their parents were bringing them over there just to kind of help square them away a little bit.
Is that usual for them to have the disciplinary problems, or is it just like kids who want to be a Marine when they grow up?
It's a combination of both. Some of the younger children are kind of, they have disciplinary problems or something that their parents kind of want to correct for them. Most of the younger teens are kind of looking into joining the military, so I guess they heard about the program and decided to take a look.
And what did you like about that program, or what do you remember?
I just thought it was pretty cool seeing the changes in all the children over the few weeks that I got to work with them, because there were kids that came the first week that I came, and then by the time I was getting ready to leave, that you could see a pretty drastic change in their behavior and the way that they approached their parents and everything. They were pretty, you could see that they had started to actually take pride in themselves, and they actually cared about how they came off to others. So just watching the change, I guess, in the maturity levels was pretty cool.
And how do you go about instilling that change in them?
Well, we would do pretty much everything that a Marine goes through, obviously at kind of a slower pace, but I mean, we would speak to them about, we would try to mentor them, other than we would help them with like physical training and drill and stuff like that. But we would also try to speak to them about, you know, what kinds of things are important, like courage and commitment and stuff like that. The things that most Marines are instilled with in boot camp, we try to help them understand those concepts as well.
Do you think you would do that program again?
Oh, I would definitely do it. I was actually planning on probably trying to find the points of contact that I spoke to about before when I get back. That way I can join it again.
Do you have a favorite memory from that program?
Probably when I was a judge at one of the competitions that the kids had, because it wasn't just the young Marines that I worked with. It was young Marines from all over Southern California, and they all were competing. And I guess seeing seeing how much all of them took pride in what they were doing, and watching them actually like seeing how excited they got when they succeeded, it was actually really impressive, and it was pretty cool.
Do you have a favorite memory from being deployed in Afghanistan?
Not one specifically. I think the main memory I'll bring back is probably just the Marines that I deployed with and some of the crazier moments that we've had.
Like what? You can't say crazy.
I'd say probably just some of the times where we were bored in the shop and just talking to each other, and I don't know, eventually you all end up being a lot closer when you're stuck in the same environment for 6 months together.
Isn't the deployment a year, or are you only there for 6 months?
Yes, it's a year long, but I'm actually splitting it with another Marine from my parent command.
Oh, okay. Lucky you. So when are you going back to California then?
in about 2 weeks, actually, so I'm pretty excited.
Oh, wow. Awesome, yes.
Exactly, yes.
Do you have a girlfriend?
I do not. That's actually one of the requirements for MSG school.
Oh, you can't have a girlfriend.
No.
Oh. That's interesting, I guess. They don't want you distracted, I guess.
That's exactly what it is.
Okay, and okay, just a minute. All right, so let's see. Do you ever get outside of what you're at Camp Plevenick? Do you ever get outside your base? Go anywhere?
Yes, I did. I flew out to one of the FOBs a few weeks ago with our commanding officer.
And what was that like?
It wasn't too bad. Just it's a smaller environment than Camp Plevenick, and it's mainly just Marines that are kind of out, kind of a little bit further into the more, I guess, deserted parts of Afghanistan, so it's a lot quieter in those environments, and all the Marines are, I'd say, a little bit busier just because they work longer hours. I'm not exactly sure why, but, yeah.
So when you're not working, what do you do in your free time?
Usually go to the gym, or I'm actually taking a couple college courses out here as well, so I'm usually doing my work for that, or just
so
that's usually about it.
Online classes?
Yes.
And what university?
American Military University.
And what is it that you're studying?
Well, right now I'm just studying all my general education classes, but I'm hoping to probably get a degree in psychology.
That's kind of cool. So you said you were excited about deploying. Why is it that Marines like to deploy?
I think it allows us to experience another side of the Marine Corps, because when we're in the States, it's a different environment. But when you come out here, you kind of, I guess you're put to the test a little more because you're away from your family and your friends, and you're kind of taken out of your comfort zone, and it kind of pushes you a little bit more. So you kind of want to see what you're capable of.
Anything that you want to mention that I haven't asked you about?
No, not that I can't think of, no.
Okay. Anything you want to say to family or friends?
Just that I love you all, and I'll see you soon.
And you will see them soon. 2 weeks, huh?
Yes.
So what day are you, what's your window for the return?
It should be around the second week of April, but any time later, really, it's kind of up in the air at this point.
Yeah, I know how that goes. Okay, great. Well, it's been awesome talking with you, Corporal. I appreciate it.
All right, thank you very much, ma'am.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Thank you.